Alaska Native leaders gathered in Washington this week to advocate for the legal empowerment of the world's indigenous peoples. The summit took place in the seat of Washington, D.C. Power, the chambers of the Senate Appropriations Committee. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The fight for rights of Native people happens the world over, but activists say it often happens in isolation, in one community or one country. Members of the Alaska Federation of Natives want to expand the power of Indigenous people by unifying with others outside of Alaska. The conference was the brainchild of AFN leaders who've been working across boundaries with a Peruvian group, the Institute for Liberty and Democracy. That group started 30 years ago to help the poor of Peru gain legal rights and a foothold in the economy. AFN head Julie Kitka invited them and Native Hawaiian and Lower 48 leaders to the meeting, which she says was the first step to building a new campaign.
To develop both an international and a domestic framework for a change in U.S. policy dealing with Native American and Indigenous issues. And so it was the first baby step on pulling together a lot of potential partners to talk about the U.N. Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, talk about current U.S. policy, and see if there's interest in people, you know, working together, building a network of people that want to strengthen the United States and build better futures for our kids.
The real coup was where the meeting was held, in the U.S. Capitol's Senate Appropriations Chamber.
This is a seat of power, seat of the government. Very, very visual reminder to people that Native Americans, Indigenous people don't have to be ignored and marginalized, that they can be right in the center of our government, at least for a little bit of time, and have their issues and concerns be listened to as well. So it was a symbolic thing.
Kitka worked with Senator Dan Inouye of Hawaii, the head of Appropriations, who extended the invitation. Other members of Congress from Hawaii and Alaska came, as did representatives of the Obama administration. The room was full of Alaskans, and others were eager to hear from them about all they've learned about fighting for rights. Robin Danner, with the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, says the Alaskans are decades ahead of other tribal groups in their journey.
I think many Alaska Natives or Alaskans perhaps take for granted the 40 years of travel, of journey that you folks have done together, and those of us outside watching are just amazed. And so I think that one of the examples is exactly the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, those things that were good for the state and those things perhaps that could have been made better.
Danner and others wanted to hear about Alaska Natives' use of corporations and how they're still fighting for hunting and fishing rights. But the Alaskans were there to learn, too. Bobby Quintavel is an Inupiaq leader and the former president of Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. She traveled to Peru in 2009 to meet with indigenous activists and says her eyes were opened to how the corporations and tribes could better partner with community foundations to work on cultural and social goals.
In our discussions, we talked about that as being part of the missing structure inside of ANCSA. How do we really take self-determination to another level and own it?
Quintavelp says they're talking about how better coalitions could put to use the knowledge and experience of Alaskans and get money and muscle behind it so that problems can be faced in the community instead of relying on outsiders.
Let's take suicide as an example. The suicide rate in rural Alaska is extremely high. So how do we find the solution to help us address that? Rather than having a program that's designed and developed in Los Angeles for an urban area, and the dollars only being eligible to be spent in that space because you have to have running water, you got to meet all these health standards, all of these issues. How can we get around that? And it's through these community foundation partnerships.
Organizers left the conference saying now that some bridges have been built, they need to follow up and partner together. In the U.S., they want to support each other, whether it's fighting for subsistence rights or finding private foundations interested in investing in projects. On the international level, they want to see cultural exchanges between indigenous groups like the one with Peru. And they want to be involved in how the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples is actually implemented and want to see funding put behind it. President Obama pledged last fall to sign on to it, but just how the Declaration can change people's lives throughout the world remains to be seen. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey,